Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv? Arms out to your mum's house. Arms
out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's house. All right, yo, what's up, party people? Welcome to another Arms House to Your Mum's House. This is a message just for the people on the YouTube. The first 20 minutes of this themes video is not included. But after 20 minutes or so, he comes back in, and the last 40 minutes, you'll be able to see his face, okay? The people listening, you don't have to worry about that, but this is just for the YouTube people, all right? But other than that, enjoy. Peace. Arms out to your mum's house. Arms out to your mum's
house. Blanca. What's up, what's up?
Gonna cough already.
You're gonna cough already. Oh, look, he's putting his microphone on mute.
On the mute button, bruv, for the on the advanced podeteering. See me, man's on the advanced podeteering, got the mute button and shit.
So what? Let me guess.
Look, Siri's starting now, bruv. Siri's fucking recording something.
You're ill as dick. Am I right to say that? As usual. Look, he's coughing like a motherfucker, but you guys can't hear him because he's on mute.
Man is ill as dick. Bruv,
yes,
we've been ill as dick.
I love your hairstyle, man. That's like a Karen haircut.
Yeah, what are you talking about? I'm looking for that. Who's that guy, man? That sick little ginger skater. I got that look going on, man.
Ginger skater?
Yeah, he's like some American famous skater. He wins like surf competitions, skateboard competitions, and he was well young. Long ginger hair.
And did he do snowboarding?
He's not young anymore, you know.
Yeah. Did he do snowboarding as well?
Yeah, he was wicked. I think he was called...
He did the half pipe in the snowboarding. I think I know the guy. He was in the X Games. Everyone fucking loved the shit out of him, man. Yeah,
so I'm ill as dick, yeah? I got to calm my voice down, bruv. Ill as dick. Ill as dick. Ill as dick. Bruv, I went to work ill for the last week in December, yeah? Ill. Like Lemsip ill. Trying to get through fucking office days with Lemsips, you're like, bro, I'm fucked.
Lemsip levels.
Got to fucking Christmas, was on my J's. Just got better, just one day. I didn't even get to 100% fully better, yeah? Got ill again. Went through a next illness, yeah? And then went and took two COVID tests because I'm like, yo, what the fuck? I've just got ill. I was just coming out of being ill. Just got ill again. See, my voice keeps going, bruv.
Jeez.
And both negative. Everyone's come from Spain in like December. You know what I mean? They've all got COVID again. Some JN2 shit, whatever it's called. I don't know the fuck it's called. Everyone's fucked. And the is like fucked. She's been fucked for like 9 days. Today's her worst day.
Shit.
Andrea brought it fucking over from the jungle.
Can I ask, are you getting a temperature? Are you getting like a hot sweats and stuff?
Last week, yeah. All like mad shivery in bed. Had to go inside. I was like, fuck, I'm actually fucked. To go in the yard, get in the bed, fucked. 2 days off work, fucked. And I'm still fucked. Today is the seventh day. I played football. You know how cold last week was? Sorry, I can't.
Oh, mate. Yeah, freezing.
It's like -3, -4. I had football at 9 o'clock at night on a fucking Monday night, bro. -3. Came back from football all right. Tuesday morning, woke up fucked, bro. Fucked. And now I'm dead dog.
Oh, man.
Actual dead dog. But I'm getting better.
That's not good. But look, Pi people listening.
My whole like fucking tongue's swollen up and shit, bruv. But get to the party people, G. Get to the
party. I was going to say, party people, man, look at the dedication theme is showing, man. You know what I mean? By hook or by crook, we're giving you a podcast every Wednesday, man. Doesn't matter if we're ill as dick or ill as, you know what I mean, whatever, vagina.
This is ill as gorilla dick, mate. This is ill as gorilla dick, this.
Gorilla
dick, outrageous,
man.
Bruv.
Jesus this is outrageous, Christ. Bruv. Is that what you said to the doctor? You go, yo, I'm ill as gorilla dick, boy.
I'm ill as gorilla dick.
That's fucked up.
Bro, I'm
man.
So ill. They were telling me at work, like, you need to go and see a doctor if you keep doing this. Da, 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 da. I'm
You should. It's been a
instead
week.
Instead of you trying to blag it to have, like, the whole... Yeah, but then now someone else has been fucked in there for, like, 2 weeks with the same thing before me. South African geezer. Man. It's all the foreigners, bro. Bringing in all this muck, yeah? What we want to do is close the borders, bro. Do you know what I mean?
And these fucking, you know, China virus, man. Now, but listen, we got music to listen to this week. We got some graph critiques. We're even going to have a
we got
comeback.
Two massive guests this week. Amber and Theme. Stick that in your pipe.
Yeah, we got graph critiques. We're even going to get a graph critique from King Tapas has sent something in, man. So stay tuned for that, yeah.
Shut up.
And
has the Taps,
what else we got?
The Taps got in touch? King Taps!
Yeah, King Taps, man. Props to them, man. But yo, I remember you saying, you know what? Nah, let's start with this tune. I've been meaning to do it for 2 weeks now, and I fucking forgot both weeks, or I just didn't get it prepared in time. I've got it ready. My man Across, he's a graffiti writer, you know, based in London. I think it's in London. I've never met the guy, but he's dope.
He's
graffiti
called
writer,
what,
part of CD. No, Across, what I always thought was Across, because it's only got one S on the end.
A-C-R-O-S.
Yeah, there's not a double S. But apparently he pronounces it Across. He's in CD, Criminal Damage Crew, Legendary Crew, you know what I mean? And he does tunes. We've listened to one of his tunes before here on the pod, and he's got a new album out. This is a song featuring Chester P, the Dapper.
Who's he, mate?
What's it called?
Him,
it's called Last Bells. So, yo, let's check it out, and let's see how it goes. The mighty Chess a Chess and Across.
Let's go.
I'm feeling hardship, marching in the wilted dark, running freely, sleepy as my will departs. On the blower, telling Noah how to build the ark. Dirty waters wasn't built for all the filthy larks. Stay picky, no hunger until the clipper spark. No cigar at the bar, trying to pick apart. Man, I stagger through, looking drunk like I'm mad at you. Chest stay blazed on a bag or two. Manufacturized, brutally they hit the mark. Reinvent themselves, crested with a guild of arms. Aggie Maggie's trying to take a little bills to start drilling holes deep into the mold around her shrinking heart. Purple violet circling the kingpin's past. I was linking a delinquent who was drinking fast. Man was mashed up listening to Linkin Park. Dead and stinking, sinking in a sink of sharks. Sinking darts in the chinks within your armor fast. On the brink of warfare I send a drink and laugh. As the shit explodes, stay picky, no hunger till the clipper sparks. As the clipper sparks, I'm a beast for hire. Stay bait like a street supplier. And I'm centered in a fleet of liars. No retreat, no surrender in the heat of fire. Never speak, my soul's cheap like a peak messiah.
Through these double doors, awkward, a troubled cause. Fortress of love and war, pour me a dozen more. All that we suffered for, distorted and muffled roar. Resort suits of drugs and brawls, forced into cuffs and core. Walk through these double doors, awkward, a troubled cause. Fortress of love and war, pour me a dozen more. All that we suffered for, distorted and muffled roar. Resort suits of drugs and brawls, forced into cuffs and core. I've escaped death a few times, the reapers after me. We once crossed paths at a bar and it was hard to speak. Double jack I put on his tab and ticked a half a G. Talking to this lad about graph and how I part the sea. It's last bells, the clock strikes 10 to 3. We're shuffling to the Kazi for a party like a centipede. You best bend the knee, half mast in the siege. Last love next to leave a hard bar mentally. Half the team's outside like a pack of wolves. And all I'm hearing is them sirens and them crashing stools. While I'm standing at the arena while the claret falls. Half of them are tyrants and they're vining like they're minotaurs. Another red flag and I'm ready for the bull run. Crashing to this market and my target is you fools come. Full scrum, head down, arms interlocked. Searching on the ground for my powder and they're missing rocks. It's Fight Club now, batting down the cellar doors. None of us are leaving till you're bleeding from a severed corpse. They call me Tyler Durden, my fucking mind ain't working. I'll
undermined your versing until my mic is burning. In my final version, morphed into something better. As I wait from this dream, this is my final letter. I can't believe what a team with my idol Chester. You best believe it comes with V's, cause my mind is clever. I walk through these double doors, awkward, a troubled course, fortress of love and war. Pour me a dozen more. All that we suffered for, distorted and muffled roar. Resort suits to drugs and bras, forced into cuffs and core. I walk through these double doors, awkward, a troubled course, fortress of love and war. Pour me a dozen more. All that we suffered for, distorted and muffled roar. Resort suits to drugs and bras, forced into cuffs and core.
Yo, you're still on mute, theme. You're still on mute with your Karen
back
haircut.
On, I'm back on.
There we go. Yo, man, that was Across featuring Chester P, Last Bells. The name of the album, fuck, I got to pull it up, is, I don't know, but...
I'm sure we've had Across on... Have we not had his graph on, or we've not had a tune on before?
No, we had a tune in before, yeah. We had a tune on before. Remember, he was talking about, yo, you come to the wall at the legal and you don't bring mulch with you, man. Remember, he was cussing people about not bringing mulch to the wall. It's called Reminiscent. Fuck, how can I not read that hand style?
Yo, the tune was nice.
Yo, I'm going to post it up here so you can see it. Yeah, it was dope too, man. Nice little beat, you know what I mean? Head nodder there. Chester P brought the fire, man. Across killed it as well. Nice multi-syllabic rhyming, you know what I mean? I think the beat...
And Tyler Durden. Tyler Durden's the geezer from Fight Club, no?
Yeah, he mentions Fight Club in his verse. Very like kind of, yeah, like aggro kind of lyrics. Reminded me a little bit kind of, well, no, not really. But like Necro style, you know, with the multi-syllabics and the evil beats, you know what I mean? The head nod shit, talking about evil
much,
shit.
Very
know?
Much so. Very yeah, much so, like actually.
Alcoholism.
Very accurate description, I'd be.
And it's dope to hear a new verse from Chester P, to be honest, man. So props to
Across. Just made me upset. He's so good, man.
He's so good, isn't it, man? He's too good. That was dope. So, party people, I'll leave a link below for people if you want to go check out the rest of the
album.
Was
that a new Chest? That was a new Chester Chest verse.
Yeah, it just came out a month ago or 2 months ago.
Because it sounded a little bit like the old Chess to me.
Yeah, exactly. And it was one of them beats as well for him to roll over. I think Farmer G is on the album as well and a couple other heads. Yeah, good shit, man. Props. Go support, man, and check it out. No doubt, man. No doubt. So what I remember you saying you had a rant or something, but you got your fucked up voice and... you're coughing. Look, he's coughing
Jesus
like a motherfucker.
Jesus Christ.
Can you rant or no? You can't even rant with your fucked up.
Fucking Vodafone cunts, bruv.
Vodafone. That's all you have to say, man. Fuck them, man. Shit.
I just saw my face in this.
The Vodafone.
Fucking Vodafone cunt. Look at him with his kind of Sheryl Crow. Kind
That's
of Wurzel Gummidge vibes.
Wurzel Gummidge. Oh, shit. Wurzel Gummidge gave me bear jokes.
Yeah, I'm building up, man. I just saw myself with a fucking dick.
But I'm saying you've got a Karen hair. He's got a wig on. Ladies and gentlemen just listening, Theme has a wig on right now.
Sorry,
it's like a red kind of with white highlights kind of wig. And he looks like a proper Karen, man.
No, you can't say that these days. You can't say that. This is what I identify as. What are you talking about?
That's what you get, man. You carried.
You're hurting my feelings.
Well, that's what you get.
You're hurting my feelings, and I don't appreciate it. Okay.
What did Vodafone do to you? Was it just the same old shit, fucking customer service bullshit?
Wait. Listen to me, Vodafone. Yeah. You fucking bunch of useless pricks. I phoned you on the 29th of December, bruv. Yeah. That's how I was trying to be, what's it called? Organized. Yeah, organized. But 29th, I was like, listen, man, I'm moving house. They put me through to the moving house team. I'm like, right, I'm in the moving house team. Right, sweet, I'm moving house. Right. Where are you moving to? They couldn't find the address because it's a new build. Eventually found it. Stuck it on. I said, that's where I'm moving to. And they said, all right, sweet, well, we'll set up the internet there. When are you moving in? Yeah, I'm like on the 26th of January. This is on the 29th of December.
Yeah, so it's almost a month before. Yeah,
bare notice. I was on the phone for an hour and a half, hooked up with them, giving them the address and shit, them changing it over, have to sign a new contract, but it's free because I'm moving house, all this shit. I'm like, fucking, oh, yeah, all right, sweet. Get all that done. It's the 22nd today, yeah, bruv. They just turn off the internet completely. That's why I'm what's it called? Hotboxing on this shit, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Kids, missus, friends, can't do podcasts, no Netflix, no nothing, yeah?
Yeah, you can't do shit without internet now.
Yeah, I do it. Didn't realise how much I couldn't do it. Yeah. I find them out, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I start looking at my emails from Vodafone. Yeah? They've sent me emails like, we're going to send you a new router on the 17th of January. They haven't done that. Everything's cool. All your internet's set up. You just need to now bring your router over, yeah? I'm like, yeah, sweet. Okay, do that, sweet. We've hooked up your new internet or your new address today. I'm like, what? Because it's a week first early. Thing in the morning, yeah, I was going to look at TFL and I'm like, why isn't it working? What the fuck's going on? And that was that.
Hmm.
So there's no internet. Phone them up. Fuck me. Spoke to some bird for an hour and a half, bruv. 40-ish minutes, 30, 40 minutes. And thought to myself, this bird doesn't know what she's talking about. Everything she's saying is shit. And just put down the phone them back again. Spoke to her next person. I was on the phone to them today, yeah, for 2.5 hours. Mm. On the phone. I had two phones. I've got so fed up with one call on my mobile. I've used the landline phone, the other phone, them on the complaints, different phone, go through like a different system, just trying to like get through to some cunt. Because I'm just, everything they're saying, I'm not having it. Yeah? They're like, yeah, well, I said, listen, you said I've got an email sending me a router on the 17th of Jan. No router's come, yeah? You've sent me an email and I'm getting texts from Open Connect or whatever they're called saying, we've hooked up your internet, everything's set up, rare. When I phoned you today to say, why have you turned my internet off? You say, it's because we've turned your internet off because we've moved it over to a new house. I'm saying, yeah, it's the 22nd, bruv. And they're like, that's it. You can't, there's nothing you can do, rare. I'm like, what do you mean? There's nothing I can do. I fucking booked it on the 29th and the 12th. What the fuck? I give you so much notice. The keys, I was on the phone all day, rare. He took ages to write down all the details. Let me report to my superior. And he like kept reporting, coming back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm still here. Just get fucking... He did all the shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, no, I'm not having that. And the woman on the phone goes, well, I don't know. I said, is my internet confirmed then that my net's set up in my new yard? And she's like, well, as long as you've got an ONT. Yeah. And I'm like, no. What the fuck is that? We're talking about ONT.
ONT.
It's like the fiber white box are connected. Oh, I can't get access to this house till Friday. You fucking cunts. Well, you need to let a BT engineer in and he does a FaceTime, yeah? And if he shows you the thing and if it's there and it's fine, then you say, yeah, it's fine on the FaceTime and then we connect it in. And I'm like, no, I can't get in. So they're like, okay. And I said, when's this geezer coming? Because I've already got the email that he says it's connected, yeah? And she says... Yeah, but I've asked my superior and he says it's not connected, your flat's not connected. So now I'm giving her bare time because I'm like, rah. Otherwise, so now I'm giving her all the time, doing it all again, rare.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone to this girl for 2 hours. She's being like mad polite and I'm saying, yeah. Stop saying that. Now let's get on to the next bit. I'm doing that. Yeah. What about this bit? And she's like, oh, I'm absolutely so sorry to be keeping you on hold for so long. Forget the hold. Just put me on hold and fucking sort it out. Fucking come back. Because I was working on the other phones and shit.
Yeah.
And eventually she comes back. She goes, oh, Mr. Short, I'm telling you, we have a bit of problem. We need to book your appointment 31 of Jan, yeah? And I'm like, no. This mistake has happened because you've cut me off now and you've booked me into the 26th. And I'm already fuming about that. Don't talk to me about the 31. That doesn't even exist, bruv. What are you talking about? She's like, well, let me tell you. And I'm like, listen, you've been really great, love. You've been great. I need to speak to someone. And I was trying to say, without being rude, because she had been great, who can actually do something. You can't do shit. And it's just, I'm like, I need to speak to someone who's got some fucking like authority to change some shit now. They need to look in diaries. Then because this Open Connect said now they can't come to the 31st. Yeah, she's like, goes on hold. Oh, Mr. Short, put you on hold of it. I said, yeah, just put me on again. It goes on hold again, like the 10th time. Yeah. It comes back. She goes, And like, I can hear in her voice, because she's been so safe. I've been on the phone for 2 hours. Like, Mr. Short? And I'm like, no way. The 31 appointment is gone, and you have to take the 1st of February. And I'm like, no.
For fuck's sakes.
No. You just put me over to, you come back, the days are now worse. So now I'm saying I've got no internet for in my house now. So when I move out, when I get in my new flat, despite giving you 4 weeks notice to leave, I'm now going to be up to the 1st of Feb. It's like a fat chunk of period where, and the new flat where I don't have internet. So no, you can't. She's like, oh, I can get manager to call you. And I know, what manager from what department? And she's like, just the manager who like oversees the shit. So by the time she's saying that, I've already phoned on the other phone. I'm just like pressing the complaint sign and going through that way and giving my internet broadband number and getting through like this. And the best she can do is like give me 2 steps of bad news. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. The whole thing is based on they think I don't have this ONT, yeah? Which they've told What's me on ONT? Email and text. I don't know. It's like some abbreviation for like the shit that you plug your router in, yeah?
Okay.
And they say it's live. They've got Open Connector texting me saying, congratulations, your internet's connected, all this shit. I was like, what? We don't need an appointment because I've done 4 weeks ago, yeah? Booked it all in. She goes, no, it doesn't exist. She's saying it doesn't exist.
You don't exist, bruv, man.
I don't even exist, bruv. Get through on the complaints line. I'm like, listen, I've...
Tell me you were wearing the wig when you were on the complaints line. Just to round off the Karen persona, man.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but I know how to complain very well. Oh, my God.
Bruv. Can you speak English, please? Hello, this is England.
Bruv.
Anyway. So what was the conclusion then with the... I know they've given you a...
I get through to
now.
The complaints geezer, yeah? Who's like a prop. The first geezer who picks up this time, I tell him the whole thing because I've gone to do the complaints. He goes, listen, I'm going to sort you. I'm going to put you through to like the main fucking, the biggest department that deals with this, like no bullshit. I'm like, okay, fine. He puts me through. He says, I swear you won't have to repeat yourself. I'm going to say everything to them. He like sorts me out. I'm like, I said, fine. And he puts me through. This geezer, is looking. He's like, bruv, I'm looking at a screen that tells me everything about your internet. It's, bruv, you're fucking, it's on, it's live, it's 100% there. There is 100% billion percent an ONT there that I wouldn't be able to see that there's power. Yeah. I am the geezer looking at your screen. Yeah. I'm so fucking hell, got through to this type of geezer. He's like, it's 100%. I'm like, bruv, I've been on hold for back and forth on the same call for 2.5 hours because they told me it doesn't have it. Fucking ONT. Burn your ONT, bruv. You know what I mean?
Motherfucker, man.
So by the end of that, I was like,
bitch.
Sweet. Sorted out. Moving in on Friday. And he says the internet's already fucking there.
So at least they've hooked you up with a hotspot now. They're giving you nice internet, whatever. So
yeah, this geezer again. He's like, well, you're gonna get some bits and bobs, bro. And I'm like, what bits and bobs? I mean, you can't even just fucking attach my TV to it. It's lucky I can attach the laptop to it, innit? Otherwise, it'd be fucked.
Innit?
No Podlington.
It's crazy. It's like kind of like when you lose internet. It's like Keanu Reeves from The Matrix when he gets unplugged, and he wakes up in that vat of fucking goo and shit, man. It's just like
gooey goo.
You've been detached, man.
Feeling like Karen vibes.
Yeah, proper Karen vibes.
Now I look a bit like one of them new school rappers, like sometimes you see it.
Oh yeah. They have it like this. Seems putting his jumper up, his hoodie over his head. Yo, that's crazy, man. Listen, I want to play a quick tune, and I got a little story to go with the tune, okay? And just a word of warning to people listening, it's a very X-rated story, sexually explicit, okay? So if there's any kids listening in, maybe turn it off, man. Wait, hold on. Theme has frozen. Theme, can you hear me? Fuck. Theme's internet is completely fucked. He had to log out. Shit. He's offline. Oh, man. Talking about his internet, man. Jesus Christ, man. He's been logged out, man. Hopefully he can get back in. Give us a second. I'll probably do a sorry, I did a little Wayne's World thing when you disappeared. I was like, we'll be back in a second.
I got 5,000
We're talking about your internet, man. Your internet's fucked.
It is fucked.
Yo, I want to play a quick song and then I want to tell you a little thing. Oh, like shit. I was saying, it's quite sexually explicit and X-rated. So if there's any kids listening in or anything like that, turn away now. You know what I mean?
God.
But
damn.
I'm going to play this song.
Amber coming with his porn. Porn of shit.
Yeah. This is quite a big pop song, yeah. If it goes mute on the YouTube, it's because of copyright reasons. The people listening should be all good, but it's wet, wet, wet. Love is all around. Let's get to the chorus and I'll cut it. Do you remember that was a massive tune at the time, man? You couldn't get anywhere without hearing that song.
It broke the record for being number one, bruv. It was so dry.
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah, it was one of them. It was one of them ones. But yo, the reason why I'm playing Wet, Wet, Wet is because I want to talk about female ejaculation.
I'm sorry, I can't.
Squirting.
No, it's not acceptable. No.
I'm sorry,
that is absolutely outrageous. To bring up such a topic.
Because I can't even remember where I found this, but it came to my attention that they've done this new study on female squirting. Yeah. Because there's always been this debate of is it piss or is it not piss?
I'm going to ride a banana, drive on a golden bobby.
There's always been this argument that it's not piss or it is piss or whatever like that, yeah. And finally, scientists have put their time to good use.
Talking about the squirtation.
Basically, I read up on this. Yeah, it's enhanced visualization of female squirting. In 2022, they did this study in Spain, I think it was. Hold on, let me see. Where
blatantly,
was this done?
Blatantly.
Japan. Now it was done in Japan.
They love a bit of a squirt over there. They lap that shit up.
The Japanese Urological Association, they lap it up, literally. The Japanese Urological Association decided to put an end to the discussion of what is actually coming out of the woman, when they ejaculate.
Surely some geezer could have just been there like that with a little test tube ready to catch a little bit for a sample. Whip! Pinged it off.
Yeah, but well, let me read a little bit of the abstract of this. I've got the study here in front of me. It's from PubMed.
Squirting.
It's been published.
Research.
Squirting is the So the introduction is, squirting is the involuntary expulsion of fluid from the female urethra following stimulation of the anterior vaginal wall before or during orgasms. He goes, the mechanism underlying squirting has not been established. Still a mystery, yeah? But the purpose of this study is to elucidate the mechanism of squirting.
I sent them to my missus. I got a button. There's a geezer on Pornhub, yeah?
Yeah, go.
It's like some Swedish geezer. And he's doing lessons for how people make their missus squirt. I sent it to the missus. The nan's out here, like this.
I think I've seen
it. It's like a porno because she's there, yeah? And it's like, and you must make her very excited first. Da, 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 da. She must be stimulated. But, and then you like start doing this, talking about pressing bits onto bits in the nani and that when you've got your fingers.
Yeah.
Switches to a diagram.
In the nani.
Like in a classroom diagram, like with his like thing. And he's like drawn. It's not drawn. He's like got a woman's, the internal organs of the woman like this. And he's like pointing, on it. You need to go, hey, do this. Da, 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 da. He's figured it out, bruv.
Yeah. No, I remember.
We're going to play his video on YouPorn. I mean, on YouTube now, because we'll list the video as educational, bruv. It's educational, bruv. He's teaching.
A little side thing. Have you heard on YouTube that, you know, now you can play certain things if it's under the guise of educational purposes, then you can get away with a bit more than, you know. But you know what? There's been an uproar because there was a YouTuber. Sorry, this is a separate story. There was a YouTuber. It made the news, not here, and it was a while ago. But there was a YouTuber, gay guy, and he was doing a tutorial on how to shave your bum hole, yeah? And he literally was on YouTube like this, yeah? Opened up butt cheeks, yeah? Shaving and like showing a tutorial, yeah, like that, yeah. And they didn't know whether to ban it or not because it was just graphic footage of this guy's bum hole, man. But then they ended up leaving it on. They were like, it's educational, it's, you know, whatever. So now on YouTube, I haven't seen it myself, but you can go and watch people shaving their bum holes or whatever.
Well, that's what we're going to do on this. That's what we're going to do.
So
we're going to play that geezer. Next episode. Just the part of the video. You can take the part of the video where he's in the classroom bit.
Yeah.
Got it.
I thought you were going to give us a tutorial, but nah, okay.
Yeah, I'll do
it. So what theme? Back to the squirting in Japan. Yeah, this study. They were in coats, you know, in a lab, and they were like trying to find out. Do you know what they did to find out whether it's piss or not that's squirting out? Do you know how they did it?
Drank it. Tell me they drank it.
They drank it. They didn't drink it.
100%.
Okay.
They fucking love it.
All right. So they got five women, two in their 30s, two in their 40s, and one in their 50s. Yeah. And they weren't sex workers. A urethral catheter was inserted before sexual stimulation.
Jesus.
And the bladder was emptied. Yeah, so they stuck a thing in and they emptied the bladder of the ladies.
I'm sorry, Ackett. That's disgusting.
Sorry, Ackett.
That's disgusting.
And then they inserted a mixture of indigo carmine and saline. They injected it into the lady's bladder, which is basically like a color blue. It's like a blue color, yeah? Indigo, carmine, whatever the fuck it is. Then sexual stimulation was provided to facilitate the squirting, which was videotaped and verified. Yeah, I haven't seen these videotapes. I don't know if they've been published, but... And he goes, and then the secretions were collected in sterile cups and it was measured and whatever like that, yeah? And then it goes on to say the results. All women were able to squirt, yeah? Three squirted only with manual sexual stimulation and two with penetrative sexual stimulation. And the discharge fluid in all cases was blue. So it was from the bladder and it was piss. So they decided, they've concluded that component of squirt fluid is urine. Yeah.
You got it.
All right.
That.
Okay. So
you got to accept that.
I saw this. You got to, you know, it's proven
pee,
now.
Pee pee on the bed sheets. You know, what do you mean, love? It's fine, love. It's fine. Pee pee all
so
over.
So check this out.
Pee pee all over the bed sheets.
So I saw this. I came across this study, yeah, and it reminded me of something that happened to me a couple years ago. I was on a stag do, yeah, in Amsterdam.
This is the story part, bro. This is the story part.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on,
this is now.
Let's hear the story, bro. Maddie's got him squirting in the hotels on Brighton Beach, bro.
So we're out there, you know. There's fucking like 17 of us, all lads, out on a stag do in Amsterdam. You know what I mean? So we're like wasted and we're fucked up. But lads, but also, lads, let me lads, you know, lads. We didn't, because of the groom and all that. Like, you know, we weren't going strictly. Like, we didn't go to any sex shows. We didn't go to any things like that.
Oh, yeah? Shut
and
up!
I don't do prosies or anything like that. I swear to you. I swear. I'm being serious. We literally didn't. I'm being genuine here. I would tell you if I did. It would make the story more exciting. But
100%. Genuinely, 100% we did. Someone was sneaking off. We just 17 brothers in Amsterdam, bro. You can't believe that yourself.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that happened. I don't know. But I'm just saying it wasn't like part of the thing. Like, we went out drinking and we went out on boats around the thing. And we went because I have a mate who lives in Amsterdam who was with us. So he kind of took us to all these cool places. But it wasn't like overtly on a like filth journey, yeah. Like you'd expect on a stag do. But you know, we were mushrooms, fucking, you know, smoking, obviously, as you can imagine, drinking like a motherfucker. And actually, more than half of the people who was with us, they didn't even smoke weed. You know what I mean? So it wasn't really even about smoking that much. And we were there for two nights, and on the second night, I was so fucked up, like just from drinking, and I was hungover, and I couldn't make it out on the second night. I was still in the hotel. Like, we went out in the morning and we had all these activities during the day and all this stuff. And I got back to the hotel and I was like, I can't come out tonight. I'm too fucked. And then the groom, they were all at the bar waiting for me. And they were like, nah, Maddie, you have to fucking come. You're never going to live this down if you stay in the hotel.
The geezer's fucking stag do, yeah. Second night. Oh, no, I'm not coming out, bro. I'm going to stay in my yard and make beats.
Yeah. You don't... Nah. I was just in there trying to sleep, man. You don't understand how fucked up I was, man. And like, no sleep from the... Like, obviously, the first night, there was no sleep happening. And we were out all day that day, like, getting more fucked up. Anyway, in the end, obviously, I came out and we went out. But I was, like, really kind of fucked, yeah. We went to one bar, then we went to another bar, and we went to a coffee shop, Blazed, and then we went to another bar, then another bar, and then we ended up at this one, like, it was like a pub. We were just walking around. Amsterdam isn't that fucking big, especially the main central part. You can walk around it in fucking like an hour, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, the whole thing.
No, okay, but that's cool. Just and, the whole red light bit.
Yeah. Yeah, but where all the cool shit is, basically. So we were bopping all around there, and we ended up like everyone was in some like this weird pub, and they were playing like fucking what were they playing? Like fucking Spice Girls music and all this stuff, and it was just full of drunk people. And all my mates were in there. They had the groom on the shoulder. You know what I mean? It was crazy. But I was outside having a ciggy, just thinking, if I sneak off now, no one's gonna notice. You know what I mean? Because I was so fucked. And then this young lady walked up to me, man. This young lady walked up to me. She had mad tattoos. Like, she had a tattoo on her face, even here. Really beautiful girl. Tattoos all over her, piercings, like a couple of piercings. Not crazy, but a couple of Dutch girl. But she was from Rotterdam, not from Amsterdam. But she was living in Amsterdam. And I was outside having a ciggy, and she was like, oh, can I ponce a ciggy off you? And I was like, yeah, cool, man, of course. And we start chatting.
Yalla, yalla.
Anyway, we're chatting and we hit it off quite well, you know. But then she had to go off because she was on her way to meet some mates at some other club down the road.
And you're like, yo, that's where I'm going, son.
Well, we exchange Instagram, yeah. So we exchange Instagrams and then she bops off, yeah. Then I'm outside, Instagram. You know, so I go in, get a drink, and then and I come out again and I look through my Instagram and I get a message from her saying, oh, you seem really cool. You should come with your mates to this club that I'm at. And she told me the name of the club. And it was literally like three, four streets down the road. So boom, I'm getting all the lads. I'm like, yo, lads, we gotta go to this club up the road, man. Can we go? And everyone's so fucked.
And, I smell like I said, daddy, and I'm going, yeah, man.
Yeah. And there's like, you know, like I said, 17 of us. So it's like hard to gather them all and like, you know, organize. Everyone's fucked, you know. So I end up getting like, I tell all the main people who are like responsible. And I was like, look, I'm going to this place. Yeah, you guys should follow me. And I ended up two more people came with me and we ended up going to this club. And, you know, we paid to get in. It's like, you know, not much. It's quite like a local, more local thing as opposed to like a touristy thing. You know what I mean? So we go in and then, you know, I got to the bar and boom, she's there. And she's like, oh, you came. And I was like, yeah, man, boom. You know what I mean? And like, you know, I start, you know, chatting to her man, more. Boom. And
you didn't say boom. Little... Yeah, man, said, yeah. Boom.
Hey, yo, boom, what's up, boom, girl, what's up? No, you know, and we have a little dance and then, you know, we have a little snog, you know what I'm saying, over to the side. And obviously all the lads now, they've all turned up.
Lips
now,
a little,
and they're all like going, wait, wait. and they're all like, wait, wait, wait. And then, and so me and her, we're getting on really well. And she's like, yo, come back to mine. And I'm like, hell yeah, let's go. And now I've perked up. You know, now I'm all perked up now and I'm all ready.
Now I've got a semi. Going home.
I'm ready.
Going home with the girl, Mary the bar. Okay, I've got a semi, let's go. Sorry, lads.
And she,
sorry, I told and you I wasn't like, coming out. Now I'm going out.
Exactly. And this is now, we're talking like 1 a.m, maybe 2 a.m. And she's like, I got my bike.
Ride that girl.
Buddy. My bike's here. And like, you know, I can't.
Of course she does, bruv. Oh, yeah, they all got bikes. She does. There.
So boom, we go get her bike and then I'm like, oh look, I'll ride the bike. You sit on the front handlebars, you know what I mean? And I'm like zinging her. Yeah. So we're boom, we zing yeah, all just, the way to her.
Just
apartment.
Slide your little batty onto the handlebars here, love, yeah. And I'll escort us all
exactly.
The way home.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, drive. And we managed to
slide
do it.
Slide your little batty onto these handlebars.
Those Amsterdam bikes, they don't really have brakes either. You've got kind of back pedal to kind of slow down and shit. Weird, but we made it to her apartment without much incidents, yeah. And she lives right in the heart of Amsterdam, yeah. We park up the bike, she ties it up, and we go up all these stairs to the roof apartment of her flat. Tiny little tall, narrow building.
Dutch stairs.
Yeah, like real steep stairs all the way up. We go all the way up.
Real steep, and, motherfuckers.
And anyway, so we're there chilling, we're listening to music, we chatting and all that. We have a little smoke as well, and we're like lip-syncing and all
yeah,
that
look,
stuff.
Love, yeah, basically, yeah, I'm from London, yeah, and I'm the fucking yes. Best. I'm basically, yeah, lads tour, I've done them all in, I've buoyed them all off to be with you. Like, what a geezer, what
She's
a geezer.
Loving me up, man, she's loving me up. And she's like 26.
Loving him up!
Yeah.
She's and, like, well, when was this? Like, yeah, was this good. Not back in the day?
This is 2 years ago. Yeah, something like that. Two
so
years,
you're
maybe
like
3 years.
Old and slimy.
Yeah, I'm not that old. You know what I mean?
Oh, this was the younger suave Mads on his little chase and damn saying, "Hello,
she picked me up, bruv. It wasn't the other way around. You know what I mean? And anyway, not to go into too many details, we finally get busy. Yeah, we start getting busy, and I swear to you, I'm not exaggerating.
We get busy.
You know, there are some girls they can, you know, there are some girls that's a bit harder to make them climax.
To squirt.
Yeah. No, squirt. I've never been with a girl that squirts, yeah. I've had girls that get, you know, moister than your average. Yeah, but not like a squirt. This is the first time I've seen this shit, yeah. And it took me by surprise because she gave me no warning whatsoever. Yeah. So we're getting busy doing our thing. And it's
canals,
like,
canals.
It's like canals. A fucking, it was like a stream, like full on. Like you see in the movies, man, like full on. And it was like, and it was, she, and she came.
But while you're having sex or from foreplay?
Well, at
or
first
actual
it was
penetrative.
Foreplay. No,
sexual encounters.
At first, it was with my hand, yeah. Because obviously, we're fondling, we're kissing.
Maddie,
you know,
bucket hands in the place.
No, but wait, yeah. And when I say it came, it was like, yo, it was like a fucking surprised. Like it was, it wasn't like something you can just kind of, you know, pass over and just move on. It's like it was gushing. Like she was full on.
I can't even speak that. Yeah,
and I was like taken aback a bit, and I remember going to her and I was like, damn, I was like, that's crazy. But obviously I felt good as well, because you know that your moves are working, so you know, in a way I'm like, yo, this is good stuff, you know what I mean? I was happy.
I'm only picturing it going in your
this
face.
This is Steve, man. It went all over. Bro, it went everywhere, man. And the thing is, and like, I made her come like, you know, six odd times.
You stunk the piss the next day.
Bro, let me get to it, yeah. So it's like the first time, I'm telling, like, I did it with my fingers and it just went everywhere, like so much of it. And I was like, damn, girl, what's up? And she was like, oh, I'm embarrassed. Hose pipe, I'm embarrassed. Hose pipe, she was.
Oh, yeah, I think you told me this. Yeah.
She was mad embarrassed, you know? And I was like, damn. I was like, what the fuck is that? And I was like, this happens every time.
You just unwetted up the bed sheet.
I was like, this happens every time. And she was like, yeah, every time. I'm like, even when you're masturbating alone, when you're by yourself, she was like, yeah, I masturbate in the shower. She was like, I have to do it in the shower or else I make a mess everywhere. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. So, but anyway, I'm fucked up.
She's touching,
you know what I mean?
The right
I'm
parts.
Like,
yeah, just. She's touched. She knows how to touch those parts. She's been touching parts.
Every time she comes.
She's Dutch, bro.
Listen, I've got a pint glass here in front of me. Like, she squirts out that much every time she climaxes. Imagine that. Imagine every time you come, that much liquid comes out of your body. That's crazy.
Sorry,
we don't even
have a tumble dryer. I'm trying to clean all these sheets every fucking day. We don't have no sheets left. We've got to sleep on the underlie of the mattress. You know,
it was everywhere. The whole place was soaked. Like I said, like, we were all night. We didn't sleep. The sun came up. Everything. I'm there. I'm raunchy as hell. You know what I mean? And I'm like on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, you know, pulling out all the moves and shit. Yeah. And she's just psh, psh, left, right, and center, all over the place. I'm not even trying to big myself up. Yeah, I swear to you, it was.
But
well,
it's in her house. It's in her house.
In her house. Yeah, hell yeah. So you know, obviously,
yeah.
I
so doesn't matter. She can just everywhere.
We like, had about two. Fight. We had like three showers that night as well. I had to keep going to the shower and shit. Yeah, and
feeding her water as well, making sure she's getting loads of water.
Yeah, getting her
for the resquirt. You got water, babes. You got to get more water.
And then finally, you know, she had this like bunk bed thing because her apartment was so small. She had a kitchen, you know, bathroom, shower, and living room, which was her bedroom as well. The living room, she had a sofa and a window and that, but it was really small. And then she had a bed that was like, you had to climb these little like footsteps and then you get up in the bed. Yeah. And you're like, your head, if you sit up
but at
in
least
the bed,
you could get up head above water, do you know what I mean, after all the squirting. So, lucky that
yeah,
ladder was there.
Exactly, we swam up there.
You know what I mean?
Nah, and then obviously we have a little sleep. And then the next day, all the because I was working the next day, but my work was in Hamburg in Germany. So I told my work, I was like, look, I'm up for doing the work, but I can't, don't fly me from London. I'm going to be in Amsterdam. So on this date, book my ticket there from Amsterdam and then way back to London. You know what I mean? Whatever. And so my flight wasn't till like 9 p.m. that evening, whereas all the rest of the lads who were staying at the hotel, they all had their flight at like 11 a.m. Yeah, yeah. But, and I wasn't at the hotel. Hey, obviously, lad. I was at this girl's house. So I was telling them, yo, pack my bag, you know what I mean, put my toothbrush in. Obviously, I only had a little bag anyway with a couple of T-shirts and some underwear. My mate put my shit away and put it next to the reception so I could pick it up later on.
He's staying for another day, night of windsurfing, this one. I'm coming now, back,
but
baby.
Then,
I got my life
but
jacket.
Then we, and all the squirting the night before didn't bother me because I was wasted. I was just happy that this girl was enjoying herself. You know what I mean? I was just like, wait, squirt away, girl. It's not my house. I don't have to clean it up. I was like, I didn't. Yeah.
And all the squirting that happened the night before didn't bother me. Didn't bother me.
But I say that because
that's the best take I've ever seen in my life.
Theme, I say that because the next morning, obviously, we
all
wake
the squirting that happened the night before.
Listen to me, Theme.
All the squirting that happened the night before, yeah.
So now the next day, we wake up. She's telling me, I've got to go get the train because I'm going to go see my family in Rotterdam today, yeah? And I'm like, cool, whatever. We had an hour or so anyway to chill. So obviously, you know, in the morning, we had a bit of a morning ting as well. And I...
Yeah, brought the Benelli.
But that's... No, but that's when it fucked me up. She squirted again.
No, me smell things. Now me smell... Now me like
I'm hungover. Me not like it, man.
I mean, like
no, because I was extremely hungover. I was extremely hungover, yeah. Fuck that, girl. And we're doing our thing, and it's just again. And the smell hit me. And it's just piss. It's fucking piss, man. Yeah. And I was trying not to whitey out in her bed, man. That's how bad. And I was really trying to cover it up because I didn't want her to see because I didn't want her to get embarrassed.
Proper pulling a whitey and trying to be nice about it. It's proper pulling a whitey. Don't worry enough. It's all right.
No, but I didn't want whitey. I didn't want to whitey on her. Like, literally, as it's happening, I'm like going, like, the smell just hit me. And just, like, it's just everywhere.
I haven't heard whitey on her for so long. Oh, fucking hell. I'm
like, what? This shit was crazy, man. But obviously, I held it down. I managed to hold it down. And she was all good. And I'm still in contact with her. We still chat on Instagram every now and again. But
all right, shut up with your fat man story. I got a story from Dam. You reminded me of two different stories, yeah.
From
one
where?
Story. There used to be this house
from Amsterdam.
In Amsterdam online, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were like young. Yeah. You know, I mean, we were like 17, 18 or some shit. And me and my friend across the road on the other side, he knew about it. I was like, you gotta go on this fucking website, bruv. It's like a house, it's like the beginning of sex camps, yeah. It's like a house, but it's like obviously
right at the start. Yeah.
Animated house. It's got doors on it, like doors that go across the house. You can click on the door and then you go in the door, you know what I mean? And it's just a naked man on the cam. Yeah. Or naked guy, whatever you want, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But in this house, yeah, there was like a, what's it called? Like a regulator bird. She used to sit there, so you'd log in and you'd see her first, yeah? Her name was Carla. Mm. And if you like were a member, you know what I mean? We were all like members, you know what I mean? We're like fucking little masturbating lads. We were like, we're all members. Because there are birds and this different thing. And I was talking to my mate across the road. I was like, yo. And she and I said, we were talking about her, this bird who like regulates all the shit. You're like logging, hi Carla, hi. Which way do you want to go tonight? You I'm going this way into this house. This was ages ago, yeah. Mm. And I said to my friend, look, I'm going to yerps her. She's hot. And we were like, yeah, she's quite hot. You know what I mean? Why doesn't she do the cams and shit? She's quite hot. Yeah. So the next day, I'm like, right, you got to do the cams. Why don't you do the cams? She said, no. People tell me all the time. I'm not doing that shit. And I'm like, oh, sweet. So don't do that shit. Keep talking to my friend. And he's like, yeah, she's quite hot. And I'm like, yeah, she's quite hot. And I just yerps her.
How old are you?
Just completely go in. Like, under 20. Completely yerps it, yeah? Completely. Just go yerps in, like... just type in all that.
What's yerps in?
She
yerps
agrees in to link up with me.
Yerps in is chirps in and what? Mixed together?
With a bit of style, isn't it? Just yerps in.
Yerps in. All right, sorry. I thought it was a thing. Anyway, sorry. I never heard yerps in before. But anyway, you were yerps in her up. All right.
Yerps in her, yeah? And she's like, no, obviously... Bare people. This is like going to a porn site where you can see birds for like the beginning of cams. You know what I mean? You'd go in and they're just
But it's just a solo girl on her own, just chatting shit.
And it was in Amsterdam. It was called something like Amsterdam Clubhouse or something like that.
Okay.
It definitely called Amsterdam Club Hotel or some shit like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a yerpster, bruv. Go and link it in Amsterdam. I'm thinking there's no way this bird's going to lick me. And I went on my J's. I think for the first time I went on my J's.
Hold on. Through this website, the lady that's not on the cams, who's just doing the kind of thing, you yerped it enough that you were going, I'm going to come meet you. You in Amsterdam.
Go to Linker, yeah? Damn. Go to Linker. I've told you I go to Linker, bro.
Jesus. Go to Linker.
And she meets me, bro. She's there. You know what I mean? I'm thinking like, oh, shit, sweet. We're meeting up. And she's booked the Hotel de Europe.
Hotel That's de Europe crazy thing, Amsterdam. Man.
It's ridiculous, yeah? It's ridiculous. This hotel's ridiculous. And I'm thinking, fucking hell. There's no like bunning weed in here, but she's from Holland. She's like, hey, do what you want. We go to this, you go, no, 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 no.
How did you yerps this girl, man? I need to know how you yerps her, man. What did you say to her?
Bruv. Went back to London, bruv. Yeah, went back to London. Had a weekend in the Hotel de Europe. Went back to London. That was blatantly it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She, or me, I don't know if I probably went on the fucking porn site again. Saw her still receptionist. Hello, Carla. That was really nice. Whatever. I don't know what kind of lines I had back then.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Some sort of ridiculous speech. Yeah.
What kind of speech you doing?
Yeah. Went out to go and see her again. Yeah. Go out to see her again.
Yeah.
And this is what happened. You know, obviously, don't know what's true. I was on a tram with her. We were staying in another like swanky hotel. Yeah. I was on a tram with her, and she got a phone call. And she said to me that her house had just been burgled, and that was her boyfriend on the phone. I knew she had a boyfriend at the time. I knew.
Okay.
But that was her boyfriend on the phone. Yeah, house been burgled. She's got to go back.
Damn.
Any time I've ever thought of that girl, I've always thought that sounds like the biggest bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, I think it is bullshit. Yeah.
So she got off the tram. Yeah, she got off the tram. And she does. And I just sat on the tram. Like, I was in the middle of Amsterdam thinking, oh, fuck it up.
You'd been with her for 2 days. Damn. You'd been with her for 2 days.
Yeah, something like that.
Did you yerps her?
Banging her all weekend, bruv. Like, it was ridiculous. It was like a whole fucking ridiculous weekend of nonsense in this swanky hotel.
Damn, son.
I had a photo of her for quite a long time. But I never... fuck knows where it is now. Fuck knows where it is.
Yeah. That's a crazy story.
Amsterdam 23 times.
Jeez. What, just to see her?
That's a crazy story.
Just to see her? All right. I'm wondering. You've been asking.
No, so I saw her twice. I saw her 2 times.
Damn.
And then, like, you know, Linker didn't pay any money. Didn't do anything.
Yeah, yeah.
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 But, you know. Obviously had a conscience with the old...
No, of course.
My house has been burgled. I need to go in. But I remember thinking we were on a tram. It was moving. She's like, I've got to go. She just completely boiled me off. She just got up. We were sitting on a tram going together. Yeah?
She's
local, isn't it? She knows what I'm going. But she just goes, yeah, right. See, my boyfriend's burgled.
Yeah. Straight up.
Arms. And she just got up and just bopped off. And just bopped off. Off the tram and just bopped off.
That's
I just sat there on the fucking seat like that.
That's funny as fuck.
Ridiculous, man.
Listen, Themos, we'll listen to your song now, and then we're going to get into some graffiti critique, okay?
I was just about to tell you another...
Save it for another time. Save it, because we hit an hour now, man. We hit an hour now, so let's, you know, save it. Write a note, we'll get into that, man. But Theme wanted to play this song. Evelyn Champagne King song called Shame, which is kind of apt. Shame. We should feel shame for our actions. No, not really.
Shameful. Stop squirting everywhere, love.
Oh, what's that? Oh, man, he's coughing like a bitch. All right, fuck allow you. Loud.
love it.
Big up Evelyn Champagne. That's not her best song though, man. She's done a another song.
Oh, it's the hook for me, mate. It's the hook.
This is my favorite Evelyn Champagne Jr. song. Not Evelyn Champagne King, sorry. Wait for the drop, wait for the drop. Oh, that's such a big tune, man. But yo.
Yeah, it's a big tune.
Nice one. Why did you want that one? Did it come up on your shuffle and you just thought, yo, man, that's a banger? Yeah?
The hook, man, the hook. I love it. I love it.
Oh, man. Yeah, Evelyn, incredible artist. And big up Ash again. I need to big up Ash one more time for the Spotify playlist. Add those songs onto the playlist, son.
No,
much love. The link is below.
Drastic hands.
We have a Spotify playlist of all the music we play on the podcast is down below. So check that out.
So
let's get into some graph critique. Theme, I'm sending you something on your WhatsApp as we speak. Boom.
This is gonna be quick critiques, you know.
Quick critique, but this is King Tapas, so you know what I mean. He sent this in.
Oh mate, a rock. Quick. Tapas.
This is a sketch that he did.
Look at the taps.
I thought it was Vias, V-A-I-A-S.
He's so fucking good at graph, mate.
But, okay, let me explain to the people.
All of you people who send in your fucking stuff, yeah? This is what you want to be doing. Fucking graph that looks like this, mate. This is King fucking Tapas. If you don't know, you better get to know, motherfucker. You know what I mean? Exactly. Look how he's left out the shadow on the first day. Because he doesn't give a shit. He doesn't give a shit.
Describe it to the people listening, theme. Describe
very them. Hard to read. Very hard to read.
What is it? Is it a more sketch? Is it a painting?
Style piece with a sketch in biro.
Yeah,
done as if he's done it 5,000 times before. Absolutely kinging every city in the UK.
Yeah,
more up than 10 foot, bro. Like that. That's you know what I mean. You got to give him props for that.
I think he's from up north. I think he's from. Oh man, don't quote me on this, but I think Nottingham. I think you.
Nobody, that's part of the mystery, mate. Nobody knows.
Nobody knows, man. So
don't
listen.
Don't give away the taps.
He's done this. ID. He's done this sketch with a blue biro. He's obviously sketched it out in pencil first, and then he's gone over it with a blue biro. He's done a little shadow. Yeah. Part of it is 3D. Part of it is shadow. So he hasn't nipped that quite in the bud. I thought it said Vias, V-A-I-A-S, but it doesn't. It says Tapas. The P, man. Can we talk about that P for a second? I don't know what he was thinking with that P. I mean, even when we talk about TB, like toy behavior, that P right there, man. I don't know what
he was thinking. I fucking love Tapas, bro.
I love him too. I rate the guy. I rate him.
I love
him. He's done the T going up into the top of the lowercase a, and then a P that just looks like an I. It looks like a line with a round thing on the top, and then an A, lowercase a, and then S, and then, yeah, with the... I mean, man. The S is cool. I like the S. I'm not even kidding. I think the S is dope. But the rest, man. Yo, Tapas, man. King Tapas. Fix up, Naman. I'm just kidding. Jesus.
I gotta come up.
There's not really much else to say on this. It's literally a biro on a piece of paper, but because Tapas is a legend here in Arms House to Your Mum's House, I'm gonna give him an Arms House salute. Theme, let's give him an Arms House salute. I'll bring Arms House to your mum's
house. That could be we could do t-shirts with that.
Yeah. Yo, if you want us to do a Arms House t-shirt.
Just the outline.
Yeah. I'm going to send you another one now. This is sent in by somebody. Here we go. Boom. I've just sent you another one. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to download it.
Okay. Yeah, with your internet. Yeah, of course. You got to download that shit. You got it? Or not yet?
Yeah, got it.
Oh, look, Vodafone, man. Fix up Vodafone. You can be a sponsor of the podcast if you know, if you play your cards right. We could be sponsored by it. Vodafone.
Soa.
Yeah. What does it say? Theme?
Soa.
Nah, you see, it doesn't say Soa. That's what I thought.
Well, it says, don't tell me, it says skewer, bruv.
Yes, it says skewer, yeah. Yeah. It's a S-Q-W-R. Maybe there's an E-R.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's a chrome dub with a black outline, black.
No, it's S-Q-W-A, 3D bruv.
With,
yeah, that's decent.
No, it's an R. That's an R at the end. And a yellow fades in 3D with a purple outline, black background. Purple one time, sorry, with a black background. S-Q-W-R. That's short for skewer. Skewer. Really well done.
Yeah, I like that. I like S-Q-W-R.
Yeah. I like the play with the words and the letters. I wouldn't call this wild style. It's not wild style, but it's this has got some bits flying off, some connections here and there.
Semi-wild style.
Yeah, maybe semi. I wouldn't even. It's a chrome.
It's decent letters with some doodads. Yeah.
It's a detailed chrome. I like the S. The W looks cool as well. The Q is cool, but the R, like you said, it looks kind of like an A. Yeah. I like the little bits coming off it, like and the yeah, it's just dope. I like it.
I like the W. I like the Q.
Yeah.
But the R, I don't like it, man. The bottom of the way the bottom comes down to the bottom right and then spins back on itself and tries to come down, it's not big enough. Or something's not right.
No, but it's balanced, though. The piece as a whole is nicely balanced. The negative space isn't too jarring. Maybe on the S and the O
all of that,
compared to the R, but you know, whatever. I think it looks cool, man. I like it.
Man.
Dude has got skills.
I like the Q.
He's obviously been doing it a while. You know what I mean? Yeah, look, you can see skewer written on the side. Yeah, there, and yellow paint on the right-hand side. I'm not sure where this fella's from, but props to him. You know, looks dope. Thanks for checking it.
He'll chop you up like pork and chicken and stick you on a skewer.
Exactly. Yeah, there's not really much else you can really say about this, man. If you were gonna say anything, okay, listen, so you're negative.
Up, bro.
I've got
to tie this up.
Okay, cool. All right, we got to tie this up. Party People theme is not in a good place, man, but it's all good. Thank you, theme, and everyone, thank Theme for you know not canceling and missing a week, man. Dude, get you know.
Thank you, Theme. It's like a tag team where we all gather around. Thank Theme
is, you know, amazing. So big up Theme every single time, man. Much love, man. Party People inside the place. That's been episode 61. No, 62. 62. 62. Is it 62?
Come on, son. Is it 62 or 61? Glad we can see. It's even called 62.
Yeah, I named it 62, but I didn't double check actually. But anyway, whatever episode it is, thank you for tuning in, man. I really appreciate that. Leave a comment below. It helps with the algorithm and more people will see it. Definitely hit that like button, whatever you do. And I tell you what, Theme, let me tell you one thing. If you leave a comment on this video here on the YouTube, I will pick one of them and I'll send you a bunch of stickers, Arms House stickers and some other shit, man. I'll send you a nice little gift package just to entice more people to leave a comment, okay? So do your thing. Have you ever experienced someone squirting? Let us know in the comments below.
Squirting in my face.
Yeah, boy. I tell you what, though, please, just as we leave now,
bring more squirt to me.
As we leave this episode, I'm going to play a tune by someone who is a regular listener. He's a supporter of the podcast. He's a Don Dapper. He's a big time graffiti writer. He writes trap. Trappy. He's a Don. Yeah. So just to show some love, he had a musical release a couple of months ago, maybe 2-3 months ago. This is one of the tracks that he did. It's called Paper 98 by Trappy, big Trappy, Trappy Tattooer. I don't know his Instagram, but anyway, much love to him. I'm going to put a link below for you guys to go check out his music.
Trappatory.
We'll go out to some Trappy.
Don't bore me.
Yeah. Peace. We out, son.
Mind your business.
Jarvis, drop my needle.
Mind your business. My money's my concern. Why you worrying about what I earn? I made paper, got paper to burn. Taking it now, ain't waiting my turn. Want that new Celine, Bottega. Hit the road for me, make paper. Want that Fendi, Versace. Hit the road for me, sling the Nani. You want that Givenchy, Gucci. Hit the road for me, sling the Coupe. Ooh, want that new Dolce Gabbana. Get out there and peel a banana. Want that new Tiffany Cartier. Hit the road for me, sling the Damn, you want a new iPhone, huh? Hit the road and work that man's boner. Just cause you're alone don't make you a loner. GFE phone calls, baby, I'm on her. Mona Lisa, strip teaser, pole greaser. Get money out of geyser. Baby, you want diamonds. Then go for more dicks than pens and rhymes. She does what I said, and I ain't Simon. Mind your business, my money's my concern. Why you worrying about what I earn? I made paper, got paper to burn. Taking it now, ain't waiting my turn.
Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?